Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Knicks get the win, and they even their series, that goes to Atlanta. Meanwhile, the other games last night, as well, and the crowd at the Garden last night was off the charts as we're getting more and more crowds.
Hey.
You feel good?
You guys are dancing? I do feel good. I feel good after a Knicks win. But we're seeing crowds, guys, in the buildings, and you're seeing the fun part of it, which is the celebrating and the noise and the energy you get from it. And then in Philadelphia, where the Sixers win 120-95 over the Wizards to take a 2-0 lead now in that series. And, you know, and what we're not talking about, unfortunately, is Ben Simmons and a terrific game for him, 22, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, 11 of 15. Joel Embiid with 22 points, 7 rebounds. What you talk about is Russell Westbrook, though, in an incident with a fan. As he's walking through the tunnel heading off, he had injured his ankle. He did not have a good game at all. I mean, he had 10 points, 11 assists, but 6 rebounds. He was 2 of 10 shooting, struggling in this game. But as he's exiting the playing court, going through the tunnel, a fan dumps popcorn on him, and he wants to get to that fan in the worst way. They need security to hold him back from climbing into the stands. We talked about this earlier as well. After the game, Valerie Camillo, who's the president of business operations for Wells Fargo Center, where the Sixers play, issued a statement calling it a classless, unacceptable behavior. And we're not going to tolerate it at Wells Fargo Center. We're proud to have the most passionate fans in the country and the best home court and home ice advantage around. But this type of behavior is no place in our arena. The fan was ejected, as you would expect. A lot of fans were pointing out the fan who did it. So this has become, you know, anytime this happens, it becomes sort of that, yeah, it's not right. You can yell stuff. You talked about it earlier, Key. You don't even mind it.
No.
You know, it's happened to you. You want to yell stuff at me. You want to try to get under my skin. You see, Knicks fans did that to Trae Young in New York. You know, that's one thing. But this, as Russell Westbrook called it, blatant disrespect. He's been involved in this before with fans. You would think everybody collectively would say, oh, that's wrong. That guy, what he did is wrong. But, Jay, as we're seeing from some replies, thinks this is so wrong.
This is going to light Key up.
Why?
Listen to me.
It's
posted.
I've been waiting for
it
this.
It's posted. SportsCenter then posts it. Right. So you're like, all right, everybody's going to be on the same side of history here on what we deem is right.
How
or
do you
wrong,
not
right?
see that and think like, oh, what are you doing?
Okay. Here go some replies at the top of the reply list.
Mm-hmm.
It's popcorn. Tighten up. You're so soft.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Russ, I get it. It sucks. But when you get paid millions, you can take a little popcorn to the face without fighting.
Sure.
It was just popcorn. Relax. Had popcorn thrown at me at the movie multiple times. Never stood up to fight anyone. I don't know. Maybe because it's just popcorn.
Why are you getting
don't
popcorn
react
thrown
and it stops.
At a movie theater, by the
just
way.
Too dramatic, Russ.
Like, what are you doing that you're getting popcorn thrown at you at a movie theater?
These are people that reply to what happened last night. I want to make fun and want to say, oh, you don't know. Making millions of dollars doesn't mean that you can demean me or belittle me or throw things at me or say things about my family. It doesn't give you the right. It doesn't give you the right. And Key, this is the kind of stuff that I see that really bothers me. And I know this is not speaking for the masses of people.
No.
Because I know the majority of people are like, Jay Will, Keyshawn, Allen, we get it. We understand. We rock with you. But these are the numbnuts that make me want to say, hey, Ron Artest, go kick their ass. Go find these dudes
and
run up into the stands.
The Malice in the Palace did not start because Ron Artest went into the crowd. It started because a fan, while Ron Artest was laying on the scorer's table after an incident on the court, a fan threw a soda at him. It landed on him and – you know, you're
going
to react. Think about how you'd react if that's what happened to you. And I mean, the 30 for 30 was fascinating with that. They found the fan and he talked about it and, you know, how he just thought he would do it. You know, like just
think it's a good idea.
Like doing it.
I just feel like he's 6'7", 2 and some change. Why not? Why not just decide to antagonize?
I don't think it's
him.
About that. I think it's just there are some people who don't care. It's not necessarily you the athlete.
Are stupid.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Stupid.
You got one guy that said foundation.
Well,
we've seen what happens. We've seen what happens when basketball players fight boxers. Look at Logan Paul. I'm like, stop. Like, stop. Stop.
So
stop.
Look,
people are really. I don't understand those reactions.
But though, so anybody on social media, to me anyway, to talk crap on social media, they cowards anyway. I don't care what anybody say. You cowardly. If you got to hide behind. Yeah. A desk and
keyboard
a keypad
warriors.
Or whatever you yep. that you yep. miss me.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is, don't throw objects at me. Don't put your hands on me. Don't. And don't use racial slurs toward me. You can say anything. You can call me any name in the book. You can tell me I'm a bust. You can tell me I wasn't worth it. You can tell me go back home. You can tell me anything you want to tell me. But don't throw anything at me. And don't put your hands on me and don't use racial slurs and we don't have any issues. Because the moment that you throw any object at me, popcorn or not, I look at that as an assault and then I'm going to defend myself. That is the bottom line.
Now, LeBron.
Period. Because if you saw me on the streets, Allen,
mm-hmm. you wouldn't do that.
You're not going to do that.
Well, of course. But what reason would I have to throw? He's throwing popcorn at a player who's leaving the game and is. You know, like there's some reaction to that. If you're on the street, nobody's talking
ain't no reaction.
Randomly at you.
Reaction to what?
Well, he's an opponent. He's an opposing player, and there are fans who get a little too crazy.
You're stupid.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yes, it's. I told you, stupid is the foundation of moves like this.
Like, I and then you want to tell us to? We you make millions of
together.
Dollars. We have to make. We make millions of dollars. So, therefore, we shouldn't be upset.
You should be able to control yourself.
Yeah, control your emotions.
Control your emotions. Yeah. You're rich.
Now, LeBron okay. LeBron tweets an interesting point. He said, by the way, we as the players want to see who threw that popcorn on Russ while he was leaving the game tonight with an injury. He said, there's cameras all over arena, so there's no excuse. Because if the shoe was on the other foot.
Oh, yeah. It's a big story.
And right. And so the point is the person who did it should be publicly embarrassed with video and constant roll of the video where all we saw was a glimpse of the guy dumping it. And we don't see him. We saw a glimpse of him being taken out.
Was that it's him taken out like, with the white shirt on?
Yeah,
with the
yeah, yeah.
hat back?
Yeah.
See, my thing, I want to see his face and I want to know his name.
You kind of
want I
it,
want
right?
his name to be publicized.
That's the
same
point.
Way
see,
the athlete happens.
Shadowing right now and
if, the
good news.
If the athlete does that, his face is all over the media
yeah.
and everybody knows exactly what it is. I don't know who this guy is.
Well, we focus on the player. There's
oh,
the
yeah,
guy.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah, you'll know who he is by the end of the day. Because they're probably taking him right out the arena. As soon as they take him out the arena, there's probably
they
no book, cameras.
There's a booking station on premises.
But did they take him to jail? They just kicked him out the door. That's the difference.
Yeah, that's a great
right?
point.
If they took him to the booking station, then there's a difference there opposed to saying you have to leave where the exit sign is.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll – I mean, with the statement from the president of business operations for Wells Fargo Center, I imagine that –
yeah,
they
he
will
should,
not be welcome back at a game.
Yeah, welcome back at a game, but like LeBron.
But a player
and
would
Jay
have to
Will
see this on a just repeat.
Yeah, I'd like to see his face.
Like
I like to see his face, yeah. And if he has a job, I like for his bosses to have a conversation with him.
And I'll tell you this for all my boys down in Philly. I mean, Alan Yates, you know, Pat Costello, they're both with our crew here for ESPN. Like they're from Philly, they love Philly. Like I hate
both
how it gets,
on
once again
show,
gives
yeah.
a bad rap to Philly.
Almost
it gives
said.
A bad rap to Philly.
I almost messed with him there.
The history of fans in Philadelphia,
exactly.
there's been a history. In fact, Russ has a history
yeah,
there.
Yeah, 2016 with OKC.
Right. But the guy that he was involved with was not from Philly. He
yeah.
was from Long Island.
Oh,
so he wasn't even a Philly guy. Yeah. So it's like saying Philly fans, not really. He wasn't a Philly fan.
People, he was a Philly fan from Long Island, but not from Philadelphia.
Or maybe he was just going to a game. He was a doctor from Long Island. A doctor, by the way. Yeah.
Wow. These things,
I mean, again, it doesn't make sense. But it happens, and the fan doesn't get as much attention as the player does.
No.
All you see is Russ trying to get to somebody, and that's dramatic. But the fan kind of just stays anonymous for the most part.
Unless,
and that's what I think LeBron's trying to say is why does the fan get to stay anonymous?
Unless he's booked, and but what they should do though, as Russ was talking about protecting the players, they should say on the back of the tickets. I know they say some things, but they should put in these arenas that you're going to jail. They should really do that.
It's like a clause. That
you going to jail,
states,
not just banned. That's an assault. You're going to jail. You're being booked. Your mugshot's going to be up. And that's they should actually do that. Now I bet you people won't. I bet you it'll be a little bit different too.
Yeah. What if it, what if his argument was that I was yelling down and it spilled out of my hand?
No,
well,
no,
it doesn't matter.
You saw him literally take the popcorn thing in.
Yeah, that was, you could tell by that video.
By the way, he does it,
which is why,
and
the video,
and then he
so
turns
important.
Away like he didn't watch. He does it, and then watch when he turn just turns away, starts looking the opposite way, like, oh, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And then you see fans point, which I really appreciate. You see fans in the stands pointing at him like it was him. Yeah. It was him. Him. Good. They should
that,
call him
that,
out.
And that's also important, is to yes. have, make sure that that gets covered. So Russell after the game, Russell Westbrook after the game, as I mentioned, talking about that blatant disrespect that he feels gone too far.
Blatantly honest, man, this is getting out of hand, especially for me. The amount of disrespect, the amount of just fans is doing whatever the they want to do. It's just, it's out of pocket, man. It's out of pocket. Seriously, like, any other setting, you know, I'm all for the fans enjoying the game and having fun. And, you know, it's part of sports. I get it. But there are certain things that cross the line. And any other setting, I know for a fact that fans, and they wouldn't come up. And a guy wouldn't come on the street and pour popcorn on my head because he know what happened. A guy wouldn't come up to me and talk mess about my kids and my family on the street because the response would be different. In these arenas, you got to start protecting the players, man.
Yeah, I shake my head because what makes you think that's a good idea, though?
No, there's nothing about that.
Like,
just
what
watching
makes you
that.
Sit there and go, oh, I'm gonna
dump this.
I'm gonna dump something on a player coming through a tunnel.
You can't get to me. You can't get. Like, that's really what
makes
you
me.
Feel. You can't get to me.
What
that's
makes
why
you
he does.
Feel that way? I just, you know, I had an experience at Raymond James Stadium when I played for the Carolina Panthers, and I went back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we won the game. I walked through a tunnel. Two dudes threw beer on me, mm-hmm. and I did exactly what Russ. I actually got close enough to the stands where I was pulling myself up, but the security was snatching me back down, and my teammates were snatching me back down, but. What makes somebody want to do that? Is it that much anger in your heart as a fan?
I would love to hear from someone. I would love to 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And you can even just fake your name. If you have ever done that.
Put my hands on
you, if you've
you,
ever
man.
Done that in Call a game in. And explain, you can, and maybe you also say, that was stupid, I shouldn't have done it, but you did that in a game, can you explain what the thinking was? Or maybe you're next to a friend of yours that did it. And what happened there? I mean, that's a story that maybe the guys would need to hear, that perspective of it. But we do have a call. By the way, Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Yeah, he said my name right.
All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. It's only been 4 months. I think I'm getting it now. Henry is in East Hartford. Henry.
Hi, guys. How you doing? I love Good. The show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to give my opinion on the Russell Westbrook thing. Two things is, we can't have putting the guys who do the bad things to the players on blast, because some people will do it just for fame. That guy is getting 10 minutes of fame that he doesn't need. And another thing I would say about being a professional is, if you cuss at a police officer and he gets mad and he punches you in the face, he can't do that. There are things you just can't do. Russell Westbrook is a high figure. He's in the NBA. Even if the guy disrespected him and did what he did, you don't show yourself like that.
Let me stop you. Hey, let me stop you. Hold on, Henry. Hold on one
police
second.
Police officer
Henry.
Can arrest you.
Let me hold on one second.
No,
Henry.
He can arrest you, but I'm saying officers do their job,
Henry.
Accordingly, and they can't get
hold
mad at
on,
you because
Henry.
Of a thing.
Hold on. First of all, if you decide to curse at a police officer, that the police officer cannot arrest you for cursing.
Exactly. But they do,
and hold mad. On. Hold on. And a player is not going to strike you for cursing. A player's not going to try to go into the stands for cursing. But when you put your hands on a police officer
or throw something
at a police different. Officer, he will then do something to you, much like a player. There's a huge difference, Henry. There's a huge difference. Conversation, cursing, one thing. Swearing, another thing. But an object being thrown, as soft as popcorn, it's problematic. You have to defend yourself. Period.
Can you tell me what would have happened if they wouldn't grab Westbrook?
Westbrook would have went in the stands and did something to the dude.
So he would have risked his whole career and his family watching.
Henry, let me say something to you. So this is what happens as an athlete, right? And if you've ever been to a football game or a basketball game, like, I am intense. I am intensely competing. Intensely competing. And then in that moment, somebody were to grab me or throw something at me. Mm-hmm. You're now asking me to take that switch that's been on the whole game. Just turn it off. And like, oh, just be rational, Jay.
I love that.
think practically now. I haven't been thinking practically the whole time I've been competing.
Right, you're in the fight right there. Can I tell you guys a story of a time where an athlete did go into the stands and actually got into a brawl? In fact, the team did. It happened here in New York in Madison Square Garden in 1979. The Boston Bruins were playing the Rangers. And the Bruins had scored a goal or something was happening near the boards, and a fan reached over and started grabbing at one of the Bruins players. And that player climbed up on the glass to start fighting them. More fans came down, and a man named Mike Milbury, who was actually in the tunnel heading off because it was the end of the period, was by where there are steps to the crowd, walked up into the crowd, found the guy, and beat him with his own shoe. He took his shoe off and beat him with it, then threw it onto the ice. There was a brawl in the stands. It's famous.
Yeah.
It happened. So when you say what could happen, that could happen, which is why you can't have that happen.
Anytime you throw something at a player, it's going to be a problem. Anytime.
Yeah, exactly. You're messing with a hockey player who's used to fighting on the ice.
Don't do it.
Seth Greenberg, our ESPN basketball analyst, wanted to join the conversation on this. Seth, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Look, this is real simple. It's unacceptable, and it needs to be addressed. If you ignore it, you condone it. And I don't mean just kicking a guy out of the arena or taking away his tickets. Look, something has to be done. You've got to protect the players getting on and off the court and while they're on the court. It could start with popcorn. The next time it's going to be a beer. The next time it might be a battery or a phone or something else. You've got to protect the players. So what do you have to do? It's simple. You've got to send a clear message. Prosecute this guy. I'm not saying throw him in jail, but prosecute him, make him uncomfortable, make an example out of him because of his stupidity. And you know what? Maybe it deters the next person from acting in that way because you've got to protect the players. They should be able to compete without any objections. They should be able to get on and off the court without anything. And look, I've been there. I've been in, and I'm not going to mention the arena, where I've had things thrown at me on the bench. And, Jay, Will, I'm sure you had when you played at a certain arena. You've had pennies or coins or whatever, or batteries. But you know what? In the world today, and any day, it's unacceptable. And the only way to get someone's attention is to take a drastic measure. I'm not saying throw the guy in jail, but you know what? You have to bring attention to it in a way where the next person who thinks about acting like a moron is deterred from making that decision.
No, Coach, you're right, but I am saying throw him in jail because there's a lot of what ifs, right? All of a sudden, you go into the stands and Westbrook is so infuriated with this individual, he slugs him, the individual falls on the seat of the armrest, hits his head. Now what? We got a whole nother situation escalating. So, yes, put his ass in jail. I ain't saying he got to get 10 years, but let him see what the other side looks like. Take his privileges away.
Yeah, look, I don't disagree with it. Jay, Will, I'm sure in your time at Duke, I'm not sure about the NBA, but in your time at Duke, I mean, look, Duke was the evil empire. Everywhere you guys went, it was the biggest game on the other team's schedule. It was not a game, it was an event. And, you know, look, it started with words. And when I say things escalate, it started with words. You think about all the crazy fans and things that fans say, and it's escalated. You know, again, it sounds silly. Might have started talk radio, then it's social media. Now it's words, and then all of a sudden it's objects. You can't allow objects being thrown at players. It's just plain and simple, and you need to protect them, and something needs to be done. It's great to have the fans back in the stadiums. It's great, the environment, the energy, the passion, the ownership, all those things were great. Madison Square Garden yesterday, incredible. But you still got to have an acceptable and unacceptable behavior. And if you cross that line, there's got to be a consequence.
You know, Seth, when I was in college, obviously all the things we're talking about, throwing things at players, those things are unacceptable, putting your hands on players. But I will say it's very challenging to navigate. At one place in particular when I was in college, I had somebody recite my mother's name and said horrific things they would do to my mother. Now, that was me when I was 19, 20 years old. Me now as a grown man, my daughter, my son, if people were to find out their names and say horrific things they would do to my kids or the people I loved in my life, I don't know how I would react. I don't know. I'll be real with you. I mean, I would want to do my job. I want to play. I would try to act like it didn't bother me. But those things are very, very personal to me. And I don't know, is that a threat? Or are you just trying to get to me in the game? I don't know. It's a legit question to ask.
Yeah.
Like, what line is a little too far. And things are just said, and you're supposed to just shrug it off. And I'm not saying, you know, just asking people to empathize for a second.
It's the
how
one
to deal
sport
with
that you're literally on the feet, on the playing surface, where, you know, even in the NFL, there's a large separation. You know,
yeah, a
key.
A separation.
You did have to deal with somebody dumping beer. You were walking through the tunnel. We see there in Philly, Seth, that you see the replay over and over again. The awning had a little enough space for him to dump it. There was an awning that's supposed to protect players going through the tunnel, but there was some kind of space that he was allowed to, you know, to pour the popcorn into that space to get to him. That's a, you know, poor design. You got to fix something like that to protect the players. But I guess the verbal stuff is something that there's
no control over verbal.
Yeah,
no,
you can't control, I'm not saying you can't control the verbal.
No.
I'm just saying how
you're right, though,
it is challenging to navigate. It's just not as easy as
people
would
think. But
it's
amazing
think,
that, you know, we've gone, I guess we've gone a year without fans in the buildings. So it kind of went away, this topic, because it'll happen once a year somewhere. And now it comes back because fans are in the buildings. And as Seth, as you mentioned, that's the great thing. The great thing is the energy and the passion and all that stuff back into the game. But what we were reminded of in Philly is, oh, by the way, yeah, there is a negative side to this. Some people just don't know how to act.
Totally agree. And it's sad, but it needs to be addressed. In the words, look, we've all had situations going on and off the court, and it's hard because when it gets personal, Jay, well, I had some situation with someone saying something about my daughter Paige. And I mean, like, it's hard, but, you know, again, people can say what they want.
Yes.
But just because you buy a ticket doesn't give you the freedom to do some of the things and say some of the things that, you know, quite honestly, are unacceptable. Like, if you're going to say something at a game, then you should be able to say it, you know, in your family room. That should be a good lesson for anyone, because most of the people that are saying these things, they're adults, they're parents.
It's the worst part
of it.
What
kind of example do you set it?
Yeah.
I even said, you know, look, and I love the environment. That's how you talk about it. Like, the whole F Trae Young, like, if you're 8-year-old son, like, it's cool for him to say that. Everybody else is saying it. You're saying it as a parent.
Of course it is. That's the thing. What are they chanting, Daddy?
Or, Daddy, why are you saying that?
Or why are you saying
that? Can I say that? No, you're not allowed to say that, but we are all allowed to say that here.
Seth, we got to run. We'll leave it right there. Great to catch up with you.
All right, John. All right,
Seth Greenberg on the Goodyear Hotline. So coming up, we're going to talk to a former NBA point guard who's played in some crucibles when it comes to arenas and stuff like that. About this topic, of course, and also the next face of the NBA, somebody he watches very closely. That'll be after Key has this from Goodyear.
Goodyear knows when the season starts heating up, so do the possibilities. Playoff hopefuls are beginning to emerge and contenders are solidifying their position. From here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to build up to the moment. But it takes everything to capture it. Goodyear, more driven.
Doncic, for to shoot. Luka drives the broken line. Shoots with contact with the foul line. Off the rim, the glass, and in.
The attitude this kid brings to the game nightly can strike fear into the heart of the opponent.
This is Keyshawn J. Will and Zubin.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Rose shaking into the lane, step back at the foul line, front rim, gets the roll. All going down for Derrick Rose, now with 24, Knicks lead by three.
Ed Cohen with the call on 98.7 ESPN in New York as the Knicks get the win over the Hawks in game two of their series, 101-92. The series now tied at one. It was the first playoff win since game five for the Knicks of the 2013 conference semifinals against the Pacers. I mean, that's just insane. For the Yankees, Corey Kluber is going to miss at least 2 months. Kluber is suffering from right shoulder injury. He was pulled after three innings Tuesday against Toronto in his first outing following a no-hitter last week. An MRI on the shoulder revealed a subscapularis.
What?
Something like that. Strain. I said it right the first time. Brady Mickelson, they will take on DeChambeau and Rodgers in the match. The event will take place July 6th, an off-field rematch of the NFC Championship game. And Mickelson, you know, coming off his recent PGA Championship win, despite being so, so old.
I just want to see DeChambeau and Koepka.
Yeah,
that's all I care about right now.
Do we need that in like a, you know, like a
the US Open, I want to see them paired.
No, I need them to fight.
That's fine.
They're both pretty strong.
Let them fight. You know, coming towards 18th on the U.S. Open. I'm
happy to see that. SportsCenter is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance.
Okay. Woo! That's how I can do.
Okay.
I'd love to see Key shoot that thing from half. I can just... Perfect. Tell him, Doris.
Should I find the tweet?
He's so big, man.
I'm big.
6'8", 6'9".
Man, more on Luka in a moment.
Up, though.
NBA playoffs as well in a moment.
Injury-wise, maybe.
Can I take a moment and mention the New York Islanders winning their first-round playoff series against the Pittsburgh Penguins? Just want to throw that out there. More New York teams winning, more orange and blue winning. Diana Russini, guys, tweeting this out a few minutes ago. The Atlanta Falcons have discussed several trade offers for Julio Jones, including an offer for a future first-round pick. According to sources, there's a sense around the league a trade could go down as early as next week, which, of course, is after that June 1st date. That'll be important there. So, but
June 1st is already next week? Wow.
Getting a first-round pick.
Wow.
For Julio Jones.
I mean, if I got one piece away that I think – could get me over the top to the Super Bowl, and he's the piece. Why not?
In kind
the
of
next
worth
couple
it, right?
Of years, yeah. Because if I feel like he can stay healthy in next year, this year, next year mm-hmm. is our Super Bowl chances. Here, man, you can have
it's
that.
Like pick 30, 31,
yeah, you
32
can
anyway.
It.
Who cares?
Baltimore on line one.
Yeah, if you're Baltimore, if you're the Ravens. One. Now, you also discussed Titans. Now, Diana was on the show with us earlier, and she had this to say about that whole situation.
I've been told that the Titans have had conversations with Atlanta. Atlanta has taken calls from a lot of different teams. But in terms of realistically happening, a source shared with me, it most likely will not happen with the Tennessee Titans. It always could. But at this point right now, the Tennessee Titans, I would not consider to be a lead contender in landing Julio Jones after that June 1 date.
Okay, so despite AJ's efforts, it doesn't sound like he's going to end up in Tennessee.
There's no love for Tennessee. The Titans? No love for AJ Brown?
I wonder
no love there.
No love there.
But you understand.
I understand love.
Jay understands love.
San Francisco,
Titans, no.
Future one. The yeah, Raiders. Well, like
what are the teams? What are the teams, Key, that and we've talked about landing spots that would look good, but what are the teams that legit, you've got the pick, it's worth it to you to make it, if it's going to cost a first. You see, Diana's already saying there's at least one offer that includes a future first.
Well, I would
give me a team that should do it.
Should do it?
Like it makes sense for you to do this.
Raiders. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Packers, no. You say no with the Packers, huh?
I don't know.
Just knowing that Rodgers is gone.
Who am I? Who's throwing the ball to me?
But it goes back to that, though.
But I'm not going there in hopes. I don't know what that situation is.
And if you're giving him $25 million, what you going to give me?
No,
I play receiver too.
Devontae, yeah.
You wait a minute. You giving him $25 million. What you giving me?
I'm the go-to.
I'm the one that's been here for the last 6 years putting in work.
Okay.
I need to get my money.
All right. So you like the Patriots as
well? I like the Patriots.
Okay.
But I love Oakland. Not Oakland.
Vegas.
Vegas. Mm-hmm. I love Vegas opportunity. They don't have a big. They don't have a traditional X receiver, backside guy, right, where it dictates the coverage. They don't have a guy.
Julio would look mean in that Raiders uniform.
They don't have a guy.
Oh, you would look mean.
I mean, they got Henry Ruggs.
Silver and black.
They got the Humphreys. Not Humphreys. What's the kid from Clemson? Little slot dude. I can't even think of his name off the top of my head. But they got him. Nelson left.
Right.
Williams, I think they cut him.
Darren Waller.
Renfro. I get Humphreys and Renfro.
Sound very similar.
No, the same type of player. I'm just going to be honest with you. I just snorted. Same type of player. Slot receiver. I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah,
Cole Beasley. I know. I get it. But Edelman. I got it. I understand what you're doing. But that makes sense. San Francisco makes sense. I don't know that they have the assets to give up. Familiarity. They got Ayuk, they got Deebo Samuel, but you add him with Jimmy Garoppolo,
mm-hmm,
that and Trey Lance,
that would be nice.
Baltimore obviously is kind of clear cut, but I've revisited. They drafted a guy, they paid Sammy Watkins, and they got Hollywood Brown. I don't know if there's room for Julio.
Well, we've got a week, and next week, as Diana Rossini is reporting, you can expect to see some things going down, and a first round pick could be involved in that. Let's get back into the NBA conversation. Derek Harper, a legend, even here in New York, especially here in New York, played for the Knicks, but also Mavericks, and he's a Mavericks TV analyst, joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. And Harp, first of all, great to talk to you. Good morning. Thanks for joining
us. You guys as well.
And you know, we've talked a lot about Luka and what we've seen so far from him in this series, and you see him on a daily basis there in Dallas.
Yes, sir.
He has become that player that Jay Will believes is soon going to be the face of the league. What is it about him that you see this year and even in this series that is seeing him take it yet to another level?
I agree with Jay Will. Good morning, first of all, to Keyshawn and to Jay.
Good right. morning, DeHart.
And to yourself. I agree with Jay. And what I see is a guy that plays his best against the best players in the NBA, night in and night out. I keep hearing people say they need to put Kawhi on Luka. Kawhi doesn't want to see Luka, and I have a lot of respect for Kawhi, but can't stop him. I mean, I've seen Luka have 42-point triple-doubles against Kawhi's defense, and Kawhi is a solid defender, but Luka keeps people off balance so much. He's not the quickest guy in the world. He's not the fastest guy, but he plays at a real unique pace that really gives any kind of defense problems. And then he has so much size and so much strength. When he gets in the lane, he's virtually unstoppable. So I don't think anybody could stop Luka other than Luka. I think sometimes his shot selection you can question, but I'm right with Jay Will. He's at the top of the league right now. I think he's top five player right now and will certainly soon be the face of the league.
I agree with you, D-Harp. You know, a lot of times, you know, the conversation goes with players like this. You know, can Mark Cuban and company surround him with enough talent for him to win in Dallas?
Yeah.
How far is this Dallas Mavericks team away from winning a world championship?
You know, I think they're a Rasheed Wallace, a Dennis Rodman away, Jay, is what I think. I think they need a guy that doesn't concern himself with shots, but a guy that can kind of police the paint with the physicality that that lends itself to the playoffs, if you understand where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Just a dirty work kind of a guy. And, you know, Dwight Powell, not quite that guy, really solid in what his role is, but he's not quite that guy. Willie Cauley-Stein is a good player, but he's not that guy either. But just a very physical player. I mean, I like the mix of this team. This team believes in each other. They're selfless. They play with each other. So there are not a lot of holes in this team other than immaturity. They're a very young team, as you can see from time to time. But all in all, this team is extremely solid as a team.
I agree. There was another situation that happened last night during the Washington Wizards-Philadelphia 76ers game where a fan poured popcorn on Russell Westbrook. What's your whole take on that situation, D. Harper? Like, how do you know the fact that that happened and fans actually, we were reading some of the replies this morning where fans were like, oh, don't be soft, it's just popcorn. Literally had Key, Al, and I, we were livid this morning.
Yeah, I'm livid too. I mean, I just think that a lot of fans these days, they start to think that they own you as a professional athlete. And I think there's a line that you can cross. And what happened to Russ last night was certainly a line that was crossed. And you're not allowed to react the way you really want to react to something. I mean, people pay their money to come and see basketball, see football, see events. But that doesn't give them the right to do something like that. I mean, I think there's no telling what Key would have done if somebody did that to him. And he was close enough to take care of the situation.
You already know, D. Harp.
Something has to be done is all I can say, man. If somebody did it to me, I know I'm going to have a lot of beef with it, and I'm going to try to correct the person however by any means necessary. And then when you do that, then you're overreacting, and you're the problem, and those kind of things. So it's a frustrating thing. The league has to do something about it, no doubt about it. I mean, there are million security guys around every single night, right? So they have to do a better job.
Mm-hmm. Derek Harper joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Did you ever have that experience as a player in your time? Did that ever anything like that happen with you or even a teammate of yours?
No, I've never experienced it. The only thing I've ever experienced is a young kid telling me that he paid my salary. Told me I had to sign his autograph. I was rushing back to get ready for the team meeting, and he told me I had to sign his autograph because we pay your salary. That's as far as it's ever gone to me. I can't repeat what I said. But, like I said, it's gone too far. Mm. And unfortunately for me, I haven't had the experience. But I couldn't imagine what it would feel like under those circumstances.
Right. Yeah. So we have Dallas, the Mavericks and the Clippers now. Game three, this series goes back to Dallas. Are they almost at full capacity there in that arena?
15,000 fans.
Yeah, 15,000. I don't know if you saw last night's game at the Garden, 15,000. You know what that building sounds like when it's full. It was pretty loud last night. So 15,000 in Dallas for a series where their team's up 2-0 going home. What are you looking at here? Because what you've seen from the Clippers has not been the team that everybody expected them to be. Game three for the Mavericks, if they win this, a stranglehold on the series, what do they need to do? And what changes could the Clippers possibly make?
You know, I think for the Clippers, I'll answer that point first. They need to block out the noise. I've never seen a more sensitive team than the Clippers because – you know, and it's based on what happened last year. You fired Doc, right? Move him on to Philly. Now it becomes who's responsible for wins and losses this time of the year. And I just think as great as Kawhi is, and he has a proven record, he's won two championships, so certainly he has found a way to perform under these circumstances. Paul George, there's some question marks about him. But both those guys are capable if they block out the noise. You can't have rabbit ears this time of the year and hear everything, read everything. You kind of have to understand that all you have to do is go out and play.
I think we're losing the signal, so we'll leave it right there. Derek Harper joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. I did want to ask him, man. The Knicks fans still love him.
Dallas.
And they ask him, he was as tough as they come.
You talk about somebody relentless in your face, just 24-7 in your pocket, making face the other way. I mean,
yeah, no doubt about it. But very interesting what he was saying there, though, about the Clippers, right? A team that he feels like they kind of call them mentally soft.
I mean,
they can't block out any noise. They hear everything, every criticism, sensitive to everything.
It's over with.
Can you imagine if they lose Friday night?
I don't think we're going to see this team anymore.
Break it all the way up?
It feels like it's going in that direction.
And Steve Ballmer spent a ton of money there to happen.
But both Kawhi and PG can opt out.
Yeah.
They can opt out. Really walk away. PG just resigned again, though. He just resigned.
KJZ, presented by Progressive Insurance. So coming up, call the roulette. It is next. Get in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. KJZ, on your smart speakers like Amazon Alexa, all you got to do is say, play ESPN Radio. Jay, waiting for his yacht.
It's time for Call a Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point, and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, line five.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Fun day, yeah.
Ordering the same cocktail.
It's that time of day. Show's over, hanging out at the hotel bar, just a little refreshment.
Yeah, taking survey of the landscape.
Yes.
Who's here today, Keyshawn?
Scouting.
Who do you see in the crowd today, Keyshawn?
We doing some advanced scouting? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, silly.
He looks great.
Yeah,
he's wearing all black.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's been a fun call day. Let's keep it going. Roll it. Spin it. Line three.
This is Mark from San Antonio.
Mark.
What's happening?
Hey, what's good, guys? I just wanted to know the difference. I know this the Russell Westbrook thing, a little bit of popcorn on his head, borderline assault thing. What's the difference between everyone seemed to forget about the whole Myles Garrett thing where he actually did assault Mason Rudolph on the field? Why didn't we throw him in jail, but we want to throw a guy with popcorn and throwing on the head in jail?
Well, if they would have brought up charges on Myles Garrett, then that would have been the case. But that's not the case. And there's two football players that are having a confrontation opposed to a fan who's spending money to basically go to basketball games. Yep. He's not part of the game to do whatever it was that he wanted to do.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
Yeah, well, he asked the question, so it wasn't like he was trying to make a statement. If you made a statement, I would have called it a stupid statement. But it was a question, so there are no such thing as stupid questions because you want to get a good answer. But it's the same thing as two hockey players fighting in a game versus a fan trying to fight. Like, you know, get into the penalty box with Ty Domi. Had that work out.
So essentially you just called it a stupid question.
No. There's no such thing. Stupid questions sometimes get good answers.
Stupid questions.
But if you made a statement that there is no difference, that would have been stupid.
And Myles Garrett was suspended and money was taken out of his pocket.
The league can handle that.
And the league can handle it.
Right.
No stupid questions, just stupid people who ask questions.
That's
often said about the media. That is
true. Got told that all the time in high school.
Did you? In high school? Yes.
Only high school?
Either you're dumb or you're stupid, you got to be one.
Let's
right,
spin
Evan?
Spin it!
Either you're dumb or you're stupid, you got to be one.
Or both.
Line six.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey,
what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, I know we just missed Harp. Sad that he disconnected. I was hoping to get to how Luka's game is going to age with that craftiness and just how much better he's going to get with age.
It's a great question. What do you think, Jay?
I think his game is timeless, man.
Because he doesn't have that above the rim, all based on athleticism, right?
It's like, you know, same way we talk about D. Rose. Like, D. Rose has revamped his whole game. And I think, you know, the way Luka plays, like, it's not high-flying. You worry about injuries. The one thing that Key and I always talk about, though, like, the body.
That's so what I worry about.
Like, you just wonder, like, can
once
you
he gets one injury,
up?
Will he? Does he have that?
Can you just tighten it up a little bit from dad bod to
like a tiger?
How old is Luka? What, 22?
22.
So he's still got young. He got the young.
Baby fat? Is you saying baby fat? Is that
I
what
I don't
want
to say that, but yeah. He got the baby stuff going.
So he's got to just, you think, you know, as he matures?
Yeah, once he matures, I don't know.
I just worry about injury.
I don't know if his body type, if you're asking me if he's going to get cut up, I don't think that's going to be the case. He just gets stronger.
Probably not who he is, right?
Yeah, no, he.
But he ain't getting lighter. I'll tell you
for
what.
For sure, he's not getting cut up unless he gets some help.
Well, you have a lot of guys. You have a lot of guys who are cut up as well that are injury prone as well. So I don't. It just
that can happen too. Spin it. Line five.
Is that me?
What's up?
Oh, hey, what's up, y'all? Chris from Delray Beach. My question is, who is Dallas going to keep? For the receiving core, either through Michael Gallup or Amari Cooper. Amari's 26, Michael's 25.
Neither one are going anywhere.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
You just paid Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup is solid, and you got CeeDee Lamb going nowhere.
Yeah, let's spin it one more time.
Let's just put Julio Jones on the Cowboys. Just give him another receiver.
That's a good one here.
Why not?
Line one.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? It's Jay Frost out of Newport News. My question is, help me understand the mind state of these Georgia teams. You want to trade a perennial Pro Bowler in Julio Jones for a quarterback who's been sticking up the joint for like 6 years.
Call back tomorrow, man. I got